The Inner Voice Show is a dialogue between the host and the listeners about their relationships. This show is not an attempt to assess, diagnose, or treat any mental health or illness condition. Please consult your physician, psychiatrist, or psychotherapist for personal matters.
Inner Voice, a heartfelt chat with Dr. Fujian.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Inner Voice Show. I'm Dr. Fujian Zain and have Sean in studio. This show is about what matters most in life, our mind, our thoughts, feelings, actions, relationships, and our fulfillment in this beautiful journey of life. Now, in this show, I'll bring you the latest study regarding how music has powerful and visible effects on their brain. And I'll actually, before that, give you a weekly tip. So that's what you're going to get, a weekly tip. Now, every week, you're going to get one. All right, and then I will talk to Paul Luftenegger, an international multi-award-winning singer, songwriter, and composer. And you can call us both at studio line 951-922-3532. We'll be right back.
Join the conversation every Monday afternoon at 3 p.m. Pacific for Inner Voice Heartfelt Chat with Dr. Fujian. Dr. Fujian is a radio and TV host, international speaker, psychotherapist, life coach, and the author of Life Reset, The Awareness Path to Create the Life You Want. She brings you the latest research and interviews with experts in the field of cognitive sciences. Anyone who loves to grow and create growth for humanity gets a voice on this call-in show. Inner Voice Heartfelt Chat with Dr. Fujian. Monday afternoons at 3 p.m. Pacific on Smart Talk KMET 1490 AM and on KMET1490AM.com.
Hello, I'm Dr. Fujian, and I have great news for you. I'm offering a special time-limited offer to anyone who's interested in online therapy or coaching sessions. I've developed the awareness integration model, which allows in only 12 weeks to raise your self-esteem and confidence and let go of your thoughts and emotions that produce depression and anxiety for you. So call today to schedule your online session and save $600. Call me today at 818-648-2140. That's 818-648-2140. Or go to www.fujian.com.
Here is the tip of the week. Now, the surprising way we block our own happiness when we go after it and looking for it. So from the day you were born, someone was telling you what to do to be happy and successful. You listened to some and ignored other suggestions and even directions. Now, the pursuit of happiness became the path and even the entitled right for many of us. Now, therefore, when some event happened that you felt upset, angry, sad, or scared about, it appeared that it wasn't right. So happiness might have meant that you have to be entertained constantly and gain all that you desire immediately. Well, you're right. If the whole world is pursuing it, then it must be the right goal and path to move forward. Yet the definition of the path toward happiness, what any individual might call happiness, is extremely different. When I was 16, I promised myself that I would be married, own a home, and have a business by age 30. I did get it, all of them, all three criteria, by age 28. Was not happy. What happened? I said I was going to be happy if I gained everything, but I got it, and I wasn't. So the definition of happiness for each one of us comes from what we learn from others, plus what we have experienced in moving toward pleasure or moving away from pain. Normal, non-intense emotional pleasantry does not register as memorable experience. However, an intense, emotionally painful experience gets registered in our thought, emotion, and body. So in order to protect ourselves, we make generalized decisions about who we are, and how the world is. So we say, I am this and the world is that, somehow kind of something negative. And then how we should be in the future to guarantee that we would never face a painful experience again. Then we make a decision that happiness means the opposite experience of the painful experience that we had. So if I felt shame and pain for being poor, then happiness means I need to be rich. If I was shamed and felt sad due to others saying that I was fat and ugly, then happiness meant being thin and beautiful so that others would admire me. If I was abused, then happiness meant to be successful and powerful in my work and financial position so that never, never, never allow another person to make me feel powerless. Now, each and every one has created a narrative and a grand story about who we are as an identity and how people in the world operate. Therefore, on a daily basis, we attempt to survive this personal, invented life in our head. As long as we're safe of surviving something that compensates for the past, we will not be happy. So, ready for the tip? Live life every minute on the court, out there in the world. Be aware of who you are, enjoy your strengths, accept your vulnerabilities, learn from all that gives you pleasure or pain, and most of all, hold gratitude about who you are and all that life offers you. Live in the state of happiness as you pursue and achieve your desired goals. We'll be right back with the latest research about music and the power on your brain.
Fujian Zane is a psychotherapist, a marriage and family therapist, and a life coach with more than 27 years of experience. She is the author of the Awareness Integration Model, which has been researched and published in numerous international journals. Dr. Fujian has offices in Beverly Hills, Irvine, and Woodland Hills, California, and also consults online and by telephone. Make an appointment with her today by calling 818-648-2140 or go online to www.fujian.com. That's www.fujian.com.
Welcome back to the Inner Voice Show. I'm Dr. Fujian Zane, and I have a latest research, a study by Dr. Jonathan Burdett, a neuroradiologist at the Wake Forest Baptist Medical Center. It doesn't matter if it's Bach, the Beatles, Brad Paisley, or Bruno Mars. Your favorite music likely triggers a similar type of activity in your brain as other people's favorites do in theirs. So, music is primal. It affects all of us, but in very personal, unique ways. Your interaction with music is different than mine, but it's still powerful. Your brain has a reaction when you like or don't like something. Dislike looks different than like and much different than favorite. Now, the same brain reactions are valid for music. To study how music preferences might affect functional brain connectivity, the interactions among separate areas of the brain, Dr. Burdett and his fellow investigators use functional MRI, which depicts brain activity by detecting changes in the blood flow. Scans were made of people while they listened to music they said they most liked and disliked, and among five genres: classical, country, rap, rock, and Chinese opera, and to a song or piece of music they had previously named as their personal favorite. Those functional MRIs scans showed that a consistent pattern, the listener's preferences, not the type of music they were listening to, had the greatest impact on brain connectivity, especially on the brain circuit known to be involved in internally focused thought, empathy, and self-awareness. Now, this is a circuit called the default mode network, was poorly connected when the participants were listening to the music they disliked. Better connected when listening to the music they liked, and the most connected when listened to their favorites. The researchers also found that listening to favorite songs altered the connectivity between auditory brain areas and the region responsible for memory and social emotion consolidation. Given that music preferences are uniquely individualized phenomena and that music can vary acoustically, the presence or absence of lyrics, the consistency of results were unexpected. These findings may explain why comparable emotional and mental states can be experienced by people listening to music that differs as widely as Beethoven and Eminem. Not surprising was the extent of the connectivity seen in the participants' brains when they were listening to their favorite tunes. There are probably some features in the music that make you feel a certain way, but it's your experience with it that is even more important. Your association with certain music involves many different parts of the brain, and they're very strong. In some cases, you might not even like the particular song, but you might like it because it was involved with memories and feelings that you associated positively with it. In other research projects, Dr. Burdett and colleagues at the School of Medicine and the University of North Carolina, Greensboro, have found that trained music conductors are likely to be better at combining and using auditory and visual clues than people without musical training. That activity in brain areas associated with vision decreases during tasks that involve listening. And that different levels of complexity in music can have different effects on functional brain connectivity. He says music isn't going to cure anything, but it definitely can play a therapeutic role. In countries such as Germany, music therapy is commonly an integral part of the rehabilitation process. For people who have had strokes, brain surgery, or traumatic brain injuries, if you're trying to restore neuroplasticity in the brain to reestablish some of the connections that were there before the injury, music can be a big help. Dr. Burdett also is a proponent of a program that helps people with Alzheimer's, dementia, and other cognitive physical problems reconnect with the world through music. One such program is Music and Memory, which employs iPods, which customizes playlists featuring song popular when the participant individual is under 30 years old. You can actually see the power of music, Dr. Burdett says. People who were just sitting there, not engaged in anything, light up when they start hearing music from when they were 25. It's fantastic. What else can do that? I can't think of nothing else except music. And that's why I also wanted to have all of you meet Paul Lifteneger, who's an international multi-award-winning singer and songwriter and composer. Paul writes conscious music to inspire and promote global love and kindness from within. Paul's focus is nurturing self-worth within the listener. He has performed for the United Nations 3 times, and his music has been used to honor icons like Louise Hay. Paul serves the Starkey Hearing Foundation, helping to give free hearing aids to those in need around the world. And his song, Diamond Light, won an honorable mention award from the USA International Songwriter Competition in 2013 and the album of the same name, the top 10 award by the London Free Press. Paul's music is used in classrooms worldwide to help children understand the importance of self-love, self-kindness. Paul tours with his music and providing healing workshops around the globe, singing, speaking, and teaching. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with Paul Lifteneger.
Hello, I'm Dr. Fujian, and I have great news for you. I'm offering a special time-limited offer to anyone who's interested in online therapy or coaching sessions. I've developed the awareness integration model, which allows in only 12 weeks to raise your self-esteem and confidence and let go of your thoughts and emotions that produce depression and anxiety for you. So call today to schedule your online session and save $600. Call me today at 818-648-2140. That's 818-648-2140. Or go to www.fujian.com. Have you ever wished you could just wake up one day, reach across your nightstand, and hit the life reset button? Let's face it, the struggles and frustrations of everyday life leave millions of women and men around the globe yearning for a new way. And the new way is right here in Life Reset, the awareness integration path to create the life you want by Dr. Fujian Zain. You can get it now at Fujian.com or Amazon.com. Life Reset, the awareness integration path to create the life you want. You deserve it.
Dr. Fujian Zain is a psychotherapist, a marriage and family therapist, and a life coach with more than 27 years of experience. She is the author of the Awareness Integration Model, which has been researched and published in numerous international journals. Dr. Fujian has offices in Beverly Hills, Irvine, and Woodland Hills, California, and also consults online and by telephone. Make an appointment with her today by calling 818-648-2140 or go online to www.fujian.com. That's www.fujian.com. Join the conversation every Monday afternoon at 3 p.m. Pacific for Inner Voice Heartfelt Chat with Dr. Fujian. Dr. Fujian is a radio and TV host, international speaker, psychotherapist, life coach, and the author of Life Reset, the awareness path to create the life you want. She brings you the latest research and interviews with experts in the field of cognitive sciences. Anyone who loves to grow and create growth for humanity gets a voice on this call-in show. Inner Voice Heartfelt Chat with Dr. Fujian. Monday afternoons at 3 p.m. Pacific on Smart Talk KMET 1490 AM and on KMET1490AM.com.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Dr. Fujian Zain. Welcome back to Inner Voice Show. And I am excited to have Paul Luftenegger with me, an international multi-award singer, songwriter, and composer. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Fujian. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you. I have not seen you since I met you in India, where we went together to this beautiful retreat with Sister Jenna at Brahma Kumaris. And I heard you there. I heard your beautiful voice and beautiful songs. And it was just amazing. So it's such a wonderful opportunity to have you on my show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here. I love that we met on a mountain in India at 5,000 feet above sea level.
Yes, yes. A lot of great conversations together with everybody who was there. But most of all, I remember you singing for us, performing for us with two of your songs. And I know that your new album is coming, releasing May 12th, with two new singles. So tell us about that.
Well, basically, I've been busy in the studio for the last, this is a product of India, actually. It's my seventh album, and it's going to be called Seeds of Peace. And the two singles are coming out, actually, that are already sort of out there making sort of their way in the world. There's The Seed, which we'll probably play today. And then there's Do You Know is the other song. But this album's all about meditation and sort of going within and sort of a little bit more positive, a little bit more upbeat and reflective.
What? And I know that you say your own lyrics and you make your own music. And so talking about Seed, what inspires you, for example, about the way that you come across and kind of initiate the lyrics? I know that what you are about to do around the world, and this is what you really want to do, and you've been to the United Nations three times, is creating that type of love, and self-worth and self-confidence, so that people love themselves more than anyone, and then, you know, kind of like express that and share that with everyone. And being present beside you, you certainly do that. You are filled with love and you share that unconditionally with, you know, it's like this wave that just goes and, you know, captures everyone around you. So what do you, how do you create that inside of you?
Well, the first thing that I just want to say is thank you to you for sharing that. That means a lot. So thank you. And I feel the same way about you. This whole like sort of container of consciousness is rising. That's kind of how I feel. I will share, I was called by God. You can say, you know, Baba, you can say whatever name you have for God. Allah doesn't matter to me. But I will say that for me, I was called by God in 2011 to do what I'm doing. So it's really answering this call. And it was after my father's suicide. So, you know, mental health issues were the big kind of, I would say, the catalyst to my awakening. And I wasn't doing music at all, really. And I just dove in basically inside of myself because I realized nothing on the outside would be okay until I was okay on the inside. So I sort of just had this epiphany, and I started writing music, and it sort of has been my healing process. So an ascension of my highest self, sort of, I would say. So my inspiration has been that all along, really to make sure that my father ultimately, you know, didn't really quite frankly die in vain. I really wanted to honor his life, celebrate what he did live. He was 56 when he died. I think with suicide, we often forget about the life that was lived and we just focus on the way people die. And that's not okay with me. So I like to honor really, you know, all of the people that have, it's no different than cancer to me when people pass or transition. Suicide to me is just another option or way that people die. And for me, a life is eternal. So that is really my inspiration. So I write about music to ultimately support the listener from the first person. So from the heart, from the soul. And I'm basically, what's sort of interesting is it's all lyrics basically to really kind of encapsulate self-worth. And I think what's cool is when you start singing a song, it loops through your brain. And that's what's cool is you start saying this loving message to yourself when you sing loving songs to yourself. So it's sort of self-soothing. And I think as I've kind of gotten older, I realized that a lot of us really were sort of programmed with negative thoughts. And if we let that sort of amplify within us, then we sort of limit what's possible in our growth. So that's sort of like my whole intention is to inspire global love and kindness from within.
So let's go and listen to your song, The Seed, and then we'll come back and talk about it.
So, thank you.
The universe.
Wonderful. Tell us about the lyrics.
Well, this one, you know, when I write, I sort of would say that I'm in many ways, Lionel Richie always talks about this a little bit more and more, but really music's channeled is how I feel. So I've really channeled this from source, I call that God, whatever you like, my highest self with God. The lyrics are all about really making sure that we're strong inside. And that takes, I think, the heart, the mind, the soul, the body, all in alignment with that kind of whole energy.
So. I was really hearing every time the wonderful gift that we all are and that you feel that kept coming through.
Yeah, and I think, you know, India sort of gave me this perspective. I think often we focus on a lot of times what's going wrong with the world. There's a lot of things going right with the world. And I think, you know, if you're coming from a healing space, we've all been traumatized in different ways from life, you know? And I think if you live a long life, you're going to go through some stuff. Yep. But I've learned that, you know, you have choices in every moment to choose what's right, what's good, what's supportive, what's nutritional for yourself, your soul, your spirit. And that's sort of what this whole album is really about is, I think I'm at that point after, it's been 8 years since my dad's suicide, and you know, I almost wasn't sure if I was going to make it. It's kind of how I felt when it first happened. And day by day, you know, I've healed. And this album, the seventh album, you know, miracles have happened since I started doing music. And I'm so grateful for the ministry of people that I know around the world. I've met you because of my music. And that's what I love about. And I think music is misunderstood. I think it's a great tool for 3 minutes to change your energy. I really, it's been sort of misunderstood in a way too. So it's my job to talk about that.
What do you mean it's misunderstood?
Well, I think music, I will say, you know, music, let's just talk about something. I'm not afraid to touch a nerve here too, but people don't really support the arts right now with musicians.
True.
Like, often people just take assumption that, you know, musicians make lots of money. The truth is, if people don't purchase music, then the musician has a hard time feeding themselves. So the reality is music costs money to make. My producer actually produced and did a lot of the music actually for Keeping Up with the Kardashians, not a cheap producer. But that being said, also incredibly talented.
Yes.
These people in the music industry have sort of, we're in this great digital age of change, but YouTube videos don't, like, streaming doesn't really pay the bills. Let's just say that. So I think, you know, we need to find new ways to support musicians and remind people to buy music because it is how new content's created. So I think to my fellow musicians, it's my job to say that out loud. And I think we need to start making sure that we support the arts, especially new music that's coming out.
I completely agree with you. And more you see how much music has been helping everyone. You know, now we're using it in a therapeutic level. The study that I was just talking about talks about how much it affects the brain, and they've been using it in music therapy. And each one of the lyrics, when it shows up in a melody, the combination of poetry and melody together, it's creates a type of a different connectivity in our brain and in our body. And it does affect our mood. It can, ignite who we are. We could see it in music that is utilized in movies. Obviously, it changes the mood of the movie with the music. So the concept of how much music can change a mood is, I think, it's been proven over and over again. And you don't need research for me to tell you. Just, you know, watch any movie or television or listen to any of the radio and songs. You'll capture how much your mood can be elevated and how much, if you're conscious about it, can utilize the music to purposely and consciously shift your mood. When you're down, when you're, upset, this research was even saying that it's interesting that even if a sad song, it's your favorite song, that when you use it, that actually makes you feel better. It's not like a sad song makes you more sad. If it's your favorite, it makes you feel better. It makes you connected to who you are. And it's very, very meditative. And I think that what I heard from you is you intentionally made it meditative. And it is your sound, like when I've been present to you singing, and even right now when I was listening to it, it creates a level of calm and peace and connection into the self. Definitely it produces that for people, especially in a time that we're all so stressed all day. There are times we really need to sit and utilize this type of music and lyrics and songs to bring us to a space of connectedness to ourselves.
Absolutely. It's kind of interesting while you're saying that, one of the stories, I love fans, they write me a lot, right? And one of the stories that has come through that I remember this story in particular, to just sort of address what you're talking about. My music's sort of used in schools, and a lot of kids probably between the age of probably grade 2 to really grade 5, with mothers actually kind of introducing and fathers introducing my music to their children. And this mother wrote me from Australia thanking me, because in the car after sort of the chaos of picking kids up, the kids are sort of crazy at the end of the day. And what she does every day in her minivan is she puts on my music, and the mood in the car changes instantly to just like decompress and sort of calm down. And it, she kind of has shared with me just how thankful she is to just have something that just sort of naturally puts the children in a little bit more of a peaceful state after a huge anxiety sort of kind of time picking up the kids.
Yes. So,
yeah.
Now, I know that you sang in United Nations headquarters in New York City 3 times, and you were an invited guest at International Day of Yoga and International Day of Women, the March of 2018, and then International Day of Peace, and the 70th anniversary of the Declaration of Human Rights. And you surprised Louise Hay for her 90th birthday. Tell us about, I love Louise Hay. I've read all of her books. So tell us a little bit about your relation with Louise Hay.
Well, Louise, Lulu, as she was affectionately called, she passed away the year after, almost a year to the day of her birthday. So she died with actually this, ironically, the same day as Wayne Dyer. But I had the privilege and the rare blessing of surprising her with Dr. Christian Northrup, who is an incredible OBGYN. And she basically, and I surprised Louise for her 90th birthday in front of 2,000 people. And my song was what was used to sort of focus the audience. And it was live streamed around the world, and everyone put their hand on their heart, which is what the message of my song says. And it was one of those moments where I've never been sort of like breathless from seeing what can happen with self-love. And Louise, as you know, was known for self-love, because yes, when we love ourselves, we then are capable of truly loving others.
Yes.
And, you know, she was of the belief that you can heal your life. And what I remember about that day in particular was I remember everyone that spoke on the stage that day. One of the statements that she was known for saying is that life loves me. Life really, really loves me. And it's something that just has sort of stuck with me. And I'm so grateful for that moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I love that sentence. Life yeah. loves me. And, you know, it's interesting, Paul, because I remember all the way to probably age 30, I only looked at all the trouble and struggle, you know, abuse, immigration. You know, I moved to the United States at age 12 alone. So all I remembered was how life was hard. And then the shift started happening, obviously, with, you know, working on myself, going to therapy, healing and all of that. And it's funny that life was still the same. You know, when I looked at the memories, obviously my past didn't change. But since my view changed, life being a gift showed up. Going back and looking at all the memories, now I was looking at it from a completely a different space. And life was a gift.
Yeah.
Looking at everything that I wasn't looking at. And, you know, everyone who was there to get me here. Everyone who, you know, gave me the gift of their love or their skills, or even my mother or father, the gift of their genetics and yeah. everything else that they taught me. So that really resonated with me when you said that.
Beautiful. I think, you know, that story of you even just immigrating at such a young age, my goodness, I have so much respect for you for even just sharing that, because what I know to be true is moving for a child is very traumatic in many ways. So for you to go through all of those things too. And I think, you know, life, I always remind myself that life is a journey, and what you're talking about is that journey. And, you know, we sometimes get caught up in the moment because we want it to go, you know, so fast, but really enjoying, I think what's beautiful about getting older is you start to realize that, you know, it's going to be okay. And these are the things that sort of, all the things that you realize that you didn't know, and then you start to know them, and then you can sort of really, I think, bloom.
Mm-hmm. And you talked about, I didn't even know if I could pull through when your father chose to let go of this life. And I usually talk about suicide in a way that the person is choosing out. And that's their choice. You know, sometimes we talk about suicide in a way as if it's, you know, bad, and the person was bad for doing it. And it's like, no, it's a very, very courageous act to do. It's not easy at all to go against every grain of your, you know, system that needs to survive. So there must be really something going on where somebody chooses out that way. And I know you said it was very difficult for you. What did you make it mean that made it so difficult? And what did you make it mean for you to be able to pull through and honor your father for his choice, although it was different than yours?
Yeah, that's a really big question. First of all, I will say that day is, I think what's so ironic about that day is it was the most beautiful day before we knew. So it was, I had the most gorgeous, gorgeous day morning. We thought he was sleeping the day that my father died. And my mother and I had what I would call an angelic, fully angelic morning. It was the best morning of my life, I think, one of them. And what's so weird is it went from the best day to the worst nightmare, like that. And I realized that life can turn on a dime, and sometimes, often, that can happen. But what happened for me in that space is, I will share, like, I wasn't sure if I was going to be okay. That was sort of like that space at the beginning, because what happens with trauma is you just cannot stop the loop. And I've never understood that loop that people talk about until I went through this. I couldn't stop thinking about my dad at all. For like every time my mind was awake from not sleeping, sleep was the best thing, even if it was just for 2 hours. But I could sleep and just turn it off. And then as soon as I would wake up, the loop would start all day, all night, kind of. And what's kind of neat is I will share, like, something happened where there was that one nanosecond where I didn't have that loop. And I remember if that was possible, more would come. And the loop started to get smaller, shorter. And it's almost like there was a little bit of space between where I would think about it. And then slowly it started to sort of ease up, and that loop quieted down a lot. And then I was starting to have like somewhat of a normal thought process again. But it's very intense. And I understand, I think what people don't understand about depression is that you cannot stop the loop. Mm-hmm. And you just can't stop thinking about that. And I think, you know, I think grief is often sort of a little bit depressing.
Yes.
I've understood that depression from that space probably, but I've never been clinically where I couldn't function.
Right.
And I will say, like, you know, grief is a process and you move through it. There's no real end in the conventional way, beginning and end, but it sort of just is almost like a flow. So, you know, at the beginning, I will say, like, if it continued the way that it was at the beginning, I remember thinking I couldn't live like that. And I remember, I mean, I haven't talked really about that too much, but the reality is I remember someone that works in suicide awareness said to me, you know, you don't know that you could be suicidal one day. It could happen really to anyone.
Yes.
And I would say I understand that, because at the beginning, I didn't know if I would be okay again. It's the truth. But I just slowly just took my time, and I did a life review, and I started to just fill my life with love. And little by little, love starts to show up. And I did it through service.
That really does help when you give of yourself in a whole different way. And it's beautiful that you turn something that happened in life, which was excruciating, painful for you, into such a beautiful, loving, not going through the victimization of I'm a victim of life, but turned it into a space where you heal everyone else. As if, like, if you thought maybe if your father needed healing, and that healing is showing up for everyone else who's here, so that they can experience that type of, you know, kind of like this beautiful ray of just peace and love that comes over them when you offer your lyrics and music and the two of them together. And I know that you've done more. Now you have two new books with Dr. Andrea Pennington. I love her. We met her also in India, and she will be on my show. It's Magic and Miracles. Let's talk about the two books with us.
Yeah, so it's sort of interesting. So this came out of India. This is something that happened on that mountain. There's been a lot of stuff. I mean, I met you on that mountain, Andrea, Dr. Pennington on that mountain. These two books are sort of interesting. One is about basically magic and miracles and the nuance. I remember Andrea asking me, Dr. Pennington asking me, kind of explaining to me that in her practice, so she was on the Discovery Network as the medical doctor for them for a long time. And she said that in her practice in, I think it was Washington, D.C., she used to have basically this sort of reflection where people would come in and they had been through trauma. And she would see people that sort of suffocated from it and people that thrived from it. And she wrote these sort of two books, I think, to address the little whisper sort of within. And what I love about the people that are in this book, so the Magic and Miracles has 21 authors. I'm one of those 21, and Life After Trauma has 16 authors. And what I love about these authors is they share basically a chapter about their story. And I love that because they're short little stories to give the little whisper within. And I think we all have sort of that inner dialogue. So these stories sort of address that. And I think the sixth sense, or that multisensory being that we're starting to really understand that we are, you know, that sixth sense, that intuition, I think we're starting to get better with being clearer about trusting our gut. And that's what these books are really about.
And how do you listen to that part of you, the intuitive part, the sixth sense? How do you know the distinction with you between that voice and all the other chatters that are going on?
Well, that's a really good question. And that's actually, ironically, the name of my chapter is actually The Sixth Sense. So it's sort of funny. So the reality is in The Sixth Sense, I feel deeply that it's the connection between you and Source. And I didn't know, it's really, I think we complicate this process very much. You close your eyes in my process, and you basically let God or the Source energy of divine love come through your body. And it shows up for you with messages. And I think what people don't know is telepathy or the intuition is from the heart. It isn't from the mind. So the reality is if you listen to your heart, that is really where intuition lives and thrives. So, you know, the metaphorical statement is the longest journey one will ever take is from the mind to the heart. And then when you live from the heart, it sort of actually illuminates the mind.
So the it's not from an analyzation concept. It's not looking at like the reality out there and distinguishing between and looking at all the rights and the wrongs and, you know, the categorizations that we do as a human being, which is appropriate also for its own sure. sake. You know, it's very useful, actually. But this but this part is more of quieting down. Going through yourself and opening up and expanding yourself to the source, and then allowing messages to come through from your heart, not from the analyzation of the, let's say, the data that shows up in life consistently. And that's how your connection shows up for you.
Yes, absolutely. Well said. And the reality is, for me, in that space, we often sort of turn or quiet our heart down. I used to do that. I used to people please much too much in my life. And what I do now is I please my heart. And I think when you turn up your vibration inside, we're all frequencies. That's what I'm learning more and more, just like music. But when you turn up your love frequency, what happens is your telepathy or your willingness to listen to your heart, I think, gets better. And that intuitive voice starts to actually get louder.
Yes. So for all of you who are listening, if you wanted to get the books that Paul is talking about, go to the website magicandmiraclesbook.com. And Life After Trauma would be the website mylife-rewritten.com. So those are where you can go. Where can they find you, the seed, and all of your, where can they buy your CDs?
Okay, so my physical CDs are sold through cdbaby.com, or you can go to my website, and it's Be Kindness, so beekindness.com, like the bumblebee, so beekindness.com. And on that page, there's actually a purchase page with quick links. So you can go there, and also just through any major streaming service, or you can also go to iTunes or any of the major platforms for music. It's all there in 200 countries.
And you have two, with your CD, you have two singles in them. Tell us about the other one.
Yeah, so this is interesting. So I decided to do this as a sort of a New Year's resolution this year. We always have sort of these big lofty plans of like losing weight or this or that. And I wanted this year to be a pay it forward video with a song that's conscious. And it's really cool because it's actually going to be shared by Dr. Bruce Lipton pretty soon with his mailing list. So I'm really excited about that. But it's Do You Know? And it's all about a message of kind of paying it forward with a conscious song. So telling someone else that they're a miracle. And I think when we start honoring the fact that we are miracles, you know, the two cells that had to come together to spark the life that you have, for your soul. That's really what the song's about.
That is beautiful. Any words of wisdom that you want to share with our listeners and our audience before we go and listen to your beautiful song?
Well, first of all, I just want to say thank you if you've been listening to this. I think that we're in a time of great change on this planet. And what I know to be true more and more as I've sort of journeyed and traveled the world is that divisiveness has sort of had its day. It's Martin Luther King Day today. And I just, you know, I think we're all at that time in humanity where we're going to basically hold hands again. And I just encourage everyone to just sort of find the peace within and realize that when you sort of put yourself in other people's shoes, I think it's the best remedy sort of just to calm yourself down. And we're often triggered, you know, we're triggered a lot. So I try to sort of just remind people to just, you know, take time to breathe. And just to sort of even close your eyes sometimes. I think people don't remember to close their eyes and just go inside their heart. Really simple process of meditation.
Very much. And I know like this morning I went through some stressful thought process and then immediately I twisted my back. And I knew the tension that was in my body allowed like me not to be real with my body. And it's just this concept of consistently being in your peace with who you are and in your body creates a lot of healing, and it creates health, pretty much mental health and physical health.
And that slowing down sometimes, like one of my mantras that I live by is, and I always say this when I get into stress, is that God is kind. Mm-hmm. And I live by that mantra. When my mother was very sick, that was one of the mantras in the hospital I used every time I would get scared. God is kind. It's going to be okay.
Yes. Thank you so much for sharing yourself, for sharing your music with people in our audience and who are listeners. And I definitely want to have people get to know you and be with you. So I'm going to say goodbye. We want to listen to that music, but the end of our show. Thank you, everyone, for being with us. Create an amazing life for yourself and listen to Paul Luftenegger. Bye.
Stars shine just for you. And do you know that your soul lives? forever. Do you know that your heart will always guide you home? Because you are a spark of all that is and all that will ever be. Because you a part of the great mystery, like the sun, the moon, and the stars above, you are made of love. Do you know there's a secret garden inside you? Do you know that the universe will always love you? And do you know you're a piece of heaven? A spark of all that is and all that will ever be. Because you are a part of the great mystery, like the sun, the moon, and the stars above, you are made of.
Show is a dialogue between the host and the listeners about their relationships. This show is not an attempt to assess, diagnose, or treat any mental health or illness condition. Please consult your physician, psychiatrist, or psychotherapist for personal matters.
Hello, I'm Dr. Fujian, and I have great news for you. I'm offering a special time-limited offer to anyone who's interested in online therapy or coaching sessions. I've developed the awareness integration model, which allows in only 12 weeks to raise your self-esteem and confidence and let go of your thoughts and emotions that produce depression and anxiety for you. So call today to schedule your online session and save $600. Call me today at 818-648-2140. That's 818-648-2140. Or go to www.fujian.com.